put out the 10 pieces of bread for the bedikah, and my uncle started making fun of me. He was asking me, like, why are you doing that? And I tried explaining to the best that I could, but I didn't do a good job, and he basically was mocking me. He was saying, you're telling me that you have to find chametz and therefore you're hiding it from yourself? What are you doing? Am I mechuyev to put out those 10 pieces of chametz again, even though I know he'll make fun of me? That's a good question. Chavetz Chaim tells us that when it comes to alosaseh, we know even if it requires me losing everything I have, there's no heter to do an iser deraisa. So the example he speaks about here in Klal Aleph is, if you're at a meeting, you're at a business meeting, and everybody is making fun of somebody, Lashon Hara is going around the entire table, and you know that if you say nothing, you might lose your job. Is there any heter to participate in the Lashon Hara? So you could be cool. You could be viewed as one of the guys. Otherwise, you might lose your entire parnasa. And so the Chafetz Chaim says, is absolutely not. When it comes to a lo saseh, there is no heter to do an iser deraisa, even if that means I'm losing every cent I have. And he says the same thing would be true if you're not losing money, but by you not participating in the Lashon Hara, they're going to make fun of you. Right? He writes here in the bottom paragraph of page 1, Kol shekeni nogeya lo rak v'kavod ba'alma, if it's only relevant to how they're viewing you. For example, you're sitting with them and there's no way to leave and you just have to sit there and you're not participating in the conversation. Yechoshev beineyem kemishtageya. They're going to think you're a fool, you're a frumi. So if I have to lose every cent I have not to do an Esed Yerayis and Lashon Hara, Kol Shekein, says the Chafetz Chaim, I have to bear the embarrassment. This is all one side of the equation. All of these sources seem to be directing us towards the conclusion. Avi'az kanamer, it may not feel good, it may not feel comfortable, but do it anyway, it's the right thing. One last idea, at least on this side of the equation, is a famous tshuva from Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha is speaking about the issur of shaving during the 3 weeks, and he said, this is the top of page 2, Hine yimeno yocha leilich la'avodoso kishe'enu magulach. If you can't walk into work, if you're not shaved, then Rishay Legaleh Kadei Shela Yafsid, you're allowed to shave in order not to lose your parnasa. Right? There's no Issa Dirayis, it's not even a real Issa Dirbanan of shaving, it's a minig, and therefore you don't have to lose your parnasa. However, says Ramosha, Imu Rak Bishvil Shiyaligu Alav, if the only reason why you want to shave is because you know when you walk into work Monday morning, they're going to call you scruffy and they're going to make fun of you for having a beard. So then Paskins Ramosha of Aloyi Lo Hefsid, if there's no Hefsid Mamon, Usur, just to avoid embarrassment would be awesome. That seems to go along the theme of Havi Az Kanamir. That's all one side of the equation. Yet we know if you had to quote the Makor, right, the source in Shas, where one's feelings of embarrassment do play a role, what would that sugya be? It's Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios, we know from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yotes that you're allowed to be over an Issur Derabanan to avoid Kavod HaBrios. So Rashi shares with us two examples. One example, he says, is person is using the bathroom and there were no stones set aside before Shabbos. In the olden days, before they had toilet paper, they used stones. Parenthetically, you read a Rashi like this, you just appreciate what it means to live in the 21st century, right? So what do? Rashi says you're allowed to move stones even though it's a violation of Tiltal Muktzah. It's Kavod HaBrios. You're allowed to do an Issur Derabanan to avoid Kavod HaBrios. The second example Rashi shares with us, it says, let's say you're walking outside in a karmelis, in a place where there's an iser derabanan to carry. One of the strings of the tzitzis breaks in a way where you're not being makayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore we view it as if you're carrying the strings. So you're in violation of an issur derabbanan, but by taking off your clothing, you would be standing there without clothing, and that would be a busha. You're not mechuyev to do so. You're allowed to be in violation of the issur derabbanan of carrying in a karmelis in order to maintain human dignity. That's the heter of kavod abrios. So just to get a working definition of when and where do we apply this idea of kavod abrios, is there some level of objective barometer, or is it subjective? It's based on how I feel, right? Some people are more sensitive about some things, other people are more makbid on other things. How do we determine the heter of kavod abrios? So there's a very important Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Gimel, where he quotes from the Achronim. He says, "Ayn b'Achronim sheheskimu dehakol tolui b'ritzon ha'ish halovesh." Everything is based on the way you feel. Kavod abrios is not an objective gather, but your level of embarrassment can determine whether or not you would be allowed to be in violation of an issur derabbanan. Hakol lefi b'ritzon tolui b'ritzon ha'ish halovesh. Im hu misbayesh yuchal lilbosh b'li bracha. Aval im ein misbayesh ein kan heter de kavod abrios. So that's an amazing idea. We have not only a heter of kavod abrios, of human dignity, being able to push aside an issur derabbanan, but it's based on the way you feel. It is very subjective. So the question I'd like to explore briefly together is, when do we take that first hardcore stance of Havi'az Kanamer? I don't care about the fact that you're embarrassed. In Ramosha's Psak, I don't care about the fact that people are going to make fun of you for not shaving when you walk into the office Monday morning. In the Chafetz Chaim's ruling that even though you're sitting there with a group of people, you can't participate at all because they're going to look at you as you're silly and you're a frumi. Who cares? Havi'az Kanamer? And when do we say, no, there is a heter of kavod abrios, right? Kavod abrios itself is a very powerful hashkafa. The Gemara is being magala to us that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to listen to the instructions of Chazal, according to many Rishonim, lo sasur, right? Every time we avoid an issur derabbanan, we're really being makayim a mitzvah deraisa. So although that's the Ratzon Hashem, usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, so to speak, that kavod habrios is so significant. Human dignity is so important to maintain. I'd rather you transgress an issur derabbanan. So when do we take, right, side A, and when do we take side B? This is the basic shaila I'd like to address. Any ha'aras or questions so far? Any level of interaction is fine?
Is there an inyan to work on your personal emotions and feelings of comfortness in order to be able to do things that, I guess, in the past you were uncomfortable?
Great question. And I'd have to assume the answer is yes, right? Like the Vilna Gaon tells us, the whole point of life is shviras hamidos, breaking through levels of natural busha or natural gaiva or natural kas, to be able to embrace the Torah lifestyle and not to feel ashamed and not to be embarrassed. So I think the answer is a resounding yes. The question is, when do we say you should be working harder not to be fazed, not to be troubled by the way they're perceiving you? And when do we say, listen, it's human nature. It's human nature to feel busha, and therefore, come on, Brios. You have an
Rabbi.
Answer. Yes.
Hi, Daniel Steinman here. How are you? I have a question.
You?
Good. Good to hear your voice. My question is as follows, meaning what you just said right now, that it's human nature. So how does that work with the, you know, our understanding of the mitzvos in general, that it's to come closer to Hashem and to create this relationship? Why would the relationship entail us being embarrassed? Like, that doesn't seem like that brings me closer to Hashem. That seems to make me feel like He doesn't really care.
Very insightful question. You're saying for the same reason that the Gemara in the Brachos was telling us that kavod abrios is dochen issur derabbanan, I guess the way you could ask the question is, why is it only an issur derabbanan? the Kadosh Baruch Hu really cares about us, so then even in Isra Diraisa, Hashem should say, you're not mechuyev to do something that's going to cause you busha. Meaning, why is it that only caring in a karmelis would be okay to avoid a breach of kavod abrios, but caring in a real rishus harabim would be usur no matter what? Is that pretty much your question?
A little less technical than that, but yeah.
What was that?
It was a little less technical. It was more just like that. Like, what's this like outlook of me embarrassing myself in regards to this utilizing the mitzvos for a relationship? You know.
So I'll give you a
mashal. I don't know the ramifications of that question. Just
right. I'll give you a mashal, at least to have some level of conceptual framework for the hashkafa. Today, my 3-year-old daughter and my 5-year-old son had swimming lessons for the first time. I'm just curious, by a show of hands, for those people I could see, have you ever witnessed a child getting swimming lessons for the first time? Rabbi Schwartz, what's your take on that? Is it a pleasant experience for the child?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. It happens to be Baruch Hashem. We have an amazing swimming instructor, and he was able to just stay cool, calm, and collected. But my 3-year-old daughter was looking up at me, basically screaming, Tati, save me! Save me! He's putting my head underwater! And I'm just there with other kids cheering her on. You could do it, Sarah! You could do it! You're doing great! And she's wondering, you Russia, Marusha, why are you sitting there? You could help me, and you're choosing not to. And my 5-year-old son, the same exact experience. He went in a little bit more macho, and I'm not going to cry like my baby sister. 3 minutes later, he was wailing, right? Also turning to me to come, help me. Tati, come in the pool. Like, you're doing great, Menachem, keep it up. So you could ask, why would a loving parent put their child through such torture? And the answer we know is, that's the only way to learn. You have to have someone there with you, placing your head gently in the water, even though it's really uncomfortable, because if you don't know how to swim, for sure living in Florida, that's a sakanas nefashos. So I think that the basic hashkaf of the mitzvos is, we believe that the mitzvos are creating this devekas hanefesh, bonding us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all reality, and we need that more than we'll ever know. So for a mitzvah deraisa, or let's say to avoid an issa deraisa, even though there might be busha sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there on the side of the pool, cheering us on. I know this is uncomfortable. I know you're not going to like it. But trust me, I love you more than you love yourself, and I know that you need this. That would be somewhat of a hashkafic framework. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking a little more specific, like what sort of emotions in the embarrassment that I'm let's say the situation calls for me literally stripping in public because of shatness, you know, there's sort of situation like that,
right,
shatness deraisa. So right. When I'm not dressed in public and I'm doing a l'shem shemayim, no one else would do that, not l'shem shemayim. So like, what emotion is that evoking specifically when I'm embarrassed? Like, is that just a general commitment? Like, I'm just generally committing to, I mean, mishabing myself to all, you know, everything else? Or is that there's some aspect that's being stressed?
So you're mamish getting, I think, to that nuance of the shaila, which is really analyzing what hargasha are we talking about? What hargasha do we say that's a valid expression of kavod abrios, where the Das Torah is you're allowed to totally disregard the issur derabanan? And what psychology, what hargasha do we look at and say, I'm sorry, but there's no heter. Yeah, have to have azus, keep on pushing. So we're going to get there, mitzvah Shem, mamish momentarily. I wanted to share with you one last mar makom that I think will give us some level of guidance and understanding when we choose side A and when we choose side B of this equation. There's a pretty famous piece in the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Vav Sifhei, where he speaks about a situation where you're with a group of people, they're all speaking Lashon Hara. So ideally, if you could give them Tochacha and they would listen to you, then go for it. might as well be mekayim a mitzvah of chayav techiach es amisecha. However, if that's not realistic, you know them and you know they're not going to heed your warning, and if anything, it might be adding fuel to their fire. So that's not an option. Option number two is just try to leave. Try to walk out of the room. Try to make up an excuse why you have to run, so you don't have to be there to experience the Lashon Hara. But sometimes that's also not an option, because maybe you're driving on the 95. You can't just, I'm going to exit the car now. Or maybe you're sitting in the monthly business meeting where you can't walk out. You got to be there. It's part of your job. So if I can't give tochacha and I can't leave the sviva, what's my next option to avoid being part of Lashon Hara? So the Chafetz Chaim says something very cryptic. He writes, this is the third line here on page 3. Talui bezeh. Im efshar lo leilach misibasam, if you're able to leave, o lehaniach etzbo'o ba'oznav, or you could put your fingers in your ears not to hear the Lashon Hara, like the Gemara in Ksubis, mitzvah rabba hu osa bezeh, then you're doing a tremendous mitzvah. Oval im efshar lo lehishamit misibasam, but if it's impossible to walk out of the room, right, you can't leave the car on the highway. Umishair ba'atmo, and you also assess she'etze zo dehanachas etzbo ba'aznav, that this suggestion of the Gemara of placing your fingers in your ears, gam kein kasha lo ma'od, that's going to be very difficult to do. Why? Mipnei she'yilogu alav, because they're going to make fun of you. Ubevade lo yase etze zo, and therefore you're for sure not going to do that. So then what do you do? The Chafetz Chaim says, follow the three instructions listed below. Namely, be machlit benafsho, that you don't believe what's being said. Because the Issa D'Raisa is Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. If I believe the negative information, then I'm over an Issa D'Raisa. If I make sure not to believe it, then there's no Issa D'Raisa. Number two, lo yiyanicha le b'shmiya siparehem. It should not be nicha. There should not be any hana from the genai that they're sharing about somebody else. Because we paskin, even if you don't believe Lashon Hara, but you're actively participating in Lashon Hara, I bedafka go over to this group because I want to hear what they have to say. I think it's funny, it's entertaining. That's also an Issa D'Raisa. So I could avoid the Issa D'Raisa because I'm not believing what's being said. That number one. And number two, I'm not even getting hana from what's being said. And third and final point is I'm not showing any level of agreement to what's being said. There's no showing, nodding my head, smiling, that I agree to Lashon Hara. If you do those three conditions, explains the Chafetz Chaim, then you're avoiding the Isser D'Raisa. And the only thing you have to deal with is the Isser of Shmias Lashon Hara, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's what he writes up top. Then in the Ber Mayim Chaim, he says, if you've noticed, I wrote this somewhat cryptically. Take a look here in the bottom of page 3. This is the bold. He says, Be'emes ha'rotze lotzeis yedei shemayim l'chad chila, tzorech iyan eich li isnaheg, tzorech iyan, what do you do l'chad chila? Ki lechora yesh lepotro mitam shibizmanenu ba'avonoseinu harabim. He says, lechora, you could argue that because nowadays ba'avonoseinu harabim, with people not having any chashivas of Torah, yachziku oso l'shota upesi bavurzeh, they're going to view you, if you were to stick your fingers in your ears, they would view you as a total fool. And therefore, right, the Gemara says in Brachos that with the Isser D'Rabbanan, Kavod HaBrios is Doche. And because you're not believing what's being said, and because you're not getting Hanah from what's being said, and I'm not showing any agreement to what's being said, the only Isser I'm dealing with is an Isser D'Rabbanan. So maybe you could argue I'm not mechuyev to put my fingers in my ears because Kavod HaBrios is Doche and Isser D'Rabbanan. That's the first tzad of the Chafetz Chaim. Then he continues. He says as follows. O Dilma, or perhaps you could say, Afal Pikein Sarech La Niach Etzbo Boznov, Mitam Shaabru Chazal, Mutav Shayasa Adam Atmo Shota Kol Yomov Al Yeh Rosha Sha'achas Livne Mokom. That was the Mishnah in Idiots. That better you should be viewed as a Shota by everybody your entire life, rather than be viewed as a Rosha by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So really, our question, analyzing this equation, when do we say A, when do we say B, seems to really be the Chakira the Chafetz Chaim is dealing with regarding this Shaila. Do we say Kavod HaBrios is Docha, the Issa Derabanan of Shmias Lashon Hara? Or do we say, who cares what they think? Be a man. Havi Az Kanomer. Then he says in parentheses, and I think these parentheses are extremely telling. He says, "V'kavod habrios lo shayich b'zeh kaven sheheim osin shelo kedin." Right, the second sad of his chakira is there's no heter of kavod habrios. Why not? It's the beferish gemara and daf yotes and brachos. Where did kavod habrios go? He says maybe there's no heter of kavod habrios because they're doing shelo kedin. What does that mean? Isn't that every case of kavod habrios? If people are making fun of me for anything I'm doing, if it means I have to take off my clothing because I'm wearing shadness and they're going to mock me for that, or they're going to make fun of me for davening in the airport or coming to work with a beard, or the famous case of 4 hours of Spira and he's not going to be able to say the bracha. Anyone who's going to make fun of me is doing shelo kedin. So what's the Chafetz Chaim saying in the second sad?
He's saying because like you need to make a macha? Like,
no, when he says shelo kedin, it means the people who are going to be mocking me, they're doing shelo kedin, and therefore maybe I don't have the heter of kavod habrios. My question is just very simple. Isn't that every case of kavod habrios? People are going to be making fun of me. That's never the right thing to do.
Isn't the shelo kedin he's referring to the fact that they're speaking Lashon Hara?
So how does that relate to not having a heter of kavod habrios?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I guess if they're maybe doing something wrong, like what, like maybe you shouldn't be. I have no idea. I'm not. I say you shouldn't be embarrassed because they're doing an avera. So like, why would you be embarrassed in front of such people? They're doing shelo kedin, so you don't have there's no kavod habrios.
Meaning I'm not embarrassed that they're doing the avera. I'm embarrassed to put my fingers in my ears because then they're going to call me a frumi. They're going to make fun of me for being so makbud on Lashon Hara. Why is that different than taking off clothing when standing in the street?
No, that's not what I'm saying is the fact that you shouldn't be embarrassed in front of them because they're like Rishayim, quote unquote, because they're doing something.
They're Rishayim, you mean?
Yeah, so you shouldn't, there's no embarrassment. But if someone's just walking in the street, they didn't do anything wrong. You might get embarrassed from them. But
they would say theoretically, if the same people that were speaking Lashon Hara 5 minutes ago inside the office building were the only ones standing outside when I had to take off my cloak with shatness, then I wouldn't have a heter of kavod habrios because they're Rishayim anyway. That's a big finish.
I don't know.
So the mice are our time is running out here. Yoni, you want to say something?
I'm just going to throw something out quickly. It depends why they're making fun of me, maybe. If they're making fun of me because this is something normal to be made fun of because there's a naked man running down the street. So, yes, the actual making fun of a person is not the right thing to do. But it's not like they were doing something wrong and like, oh my gosh, there's a naked man running. That's the etzem and embarrassing. That the etzem is something embarrassing. As opposed to a guy saying, as opposed to this case over here, the reason why they're making fun of him is because they enjoy the Lashon Hara and they think this guy, because he's not doing the Avera, is a loser.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You're mechave into the pre-Yitzchak. There's a tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, the great disciple of Rav Yisrael Salanter, where he has a svara where he makes this distinction. He says, perhaps Kavod HaBrios is only shayach, you only have the heter of Kavod HaBrios, when the busha that I'm feeling is an intrinsic embarrassment. If I have to take off my clothing in the middle of the street, it's not just because people are bad because they're choosing to make fun of me. The busha is not having clothing on. That's an intrinsic busha. In contrast, says the Pri Yitzchak, that if the busha is, I'm embarrassed to do a mitzvah because you're not machshiv what it means to do a mitzvah, then there's never a heter of Kavod HaBrios. Again, if you get into conceptually, philosophically, why does Hashem care about how we feel? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And there's certain times where Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I don't want you to put yourself into this situation. I'd rather you be over the Issa D'Rabbanan. I don't want you to feel that busha. But if the busha is not natural, it's not intrinsic, it's not objective, even though we said it's subjective based on how we feel about it, but it's not human nature, I'm just embarrassed because I don't want to do the right thing in front of you, then there's never a heter of Kavod HaBrios. And I think that svar of the Pri Yitzchak might be what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about in the parentheses. Kavod HaBrios lo shayich bezeh, kevin sheheim osin shalo kedin, kilomar, meaning to say that they're doing something that's evil. They're speaking Lashon Hara, and they're making fun of you. Are they making fun of you because intrinsically putting your fingers in your ears looks weird? Or are they making fun of you because you're so frum, you're so makbid on Lashon Hara? So I think there's a clear diuk in the way he presents the case. He says that bizmanenu ba'avonosenu harabim yachziku oso l'shota upesi overzeh. Nowadays, because of our averos and our total neglect of a mitzvos, they're going to view as a shota and a pesi. Nowadays, was it ever normal and accepted to put your fingers in your ears? They weren't making fun of you because of the maisa. They're making fun of you because of your mindset, because you don't want to participate in our negative speech. Then, says the Chafetz Chaim, at least there's a valid tzad to suggest there's no heter of Kavod HaBrios. That's the chakira of the Chafetz Chaim. So I think just understanding this distinction is very helpful. Getting back to Rav Moshe's tshuva, do we understand why he would tell us, walk into work even though you're kind of scruffy, people are going to mock you? Why would there not be a heter of Kavod HaBrios? So according to this pshat in the Chafetz Chaim, it would probably be based on why they're making fun of you. If the ikar busha is you're doing something that no one else is doing, and we think it's strange that you're mourning, right? What are you doing? You're in some kind of quasi mourning period, something that took place thousands of years ago. That's strange. If that's where they're coming from, so then the Chafetz Chaim would say, there's no heter whatsoever for Kavod HaBrios, and he would agree wholeheartedly to the psak of Rav Moshe. If the pshat is that the way my facial hair looks when I don't shave is very strange, it's weird, it's abnormal, and people are just going to make fun of my presentation, so then you could argue that there would be a heter of Kavod HaBrios. That would be the same thing as standing outside Orum. I'm not embarrassed about doing the mitzvah, I'm embarrassed about the result of doing the mitzvah, namely, I look very strange. Davening in an airport. Why do I care? Well, people are going to think that I'm weird. Standing there and davening, is that so weird? Is it the same thing as standing without clothes on? Of course not. The only reason why I feel uncomfortable is because people don't appreciate tefillah. If the only reason why I'm feeling awkward is because, heim osin shelo kedin, or in this application, they don't understand or appreciate davening, that's not a heter of Kavod HaBrios. Then we would say, Havi'az kanomer, be bold, be brazen, be courageous. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to the famous question of the rabbi that misses Svira for 24 hours straight, And now he gets to shul, and usually he makes the bracha. So there's a famous story with the Beis Halevi where this happened in yeshiva, and he told one of the bachrim, do me a favor, I'm going to say the bracha, I'll be motzi you, and that way nobody will know. And that's a whole discussion on the Achronim, whether or not that works. Do we say that Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi, he himself wasn't chayiv anymore, perhaps? Maybe there's no arvos. That's a whole interesting discussion. I always found ironic, parenthetically, that he was doing this so no one should find out that he missed the day of Sfira. And now this is the most well-known story in the world about a rabbi that missed Sfira, right? Not sure how that works. But you could argue, let's say that Eitzah doesn't work, and he's not Bechlal Arvus because he no longer has the Chiyuv according to one opinion. Maybe you could say, I'll still recite the Bracha. Is saying a Bracha in Issah Derabanan or Issah Deraisa? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, but Ashkenazim Paskin like Tosos is an Issah Derabanan. Because I'm not taking Hashem's name in vain, I'm praising Hashem. So Lechor, you could argue, the busha is not a busha that I'm following the Ratzon Hashem. The busha is that I spaced out, that I forgot to do something. I'm going to look irresponsible. So that's a real busha. That's an intrinsic busha. And therefore, perhaps you could say the kavod habrios. You could throw on the kavod haTorah maybe also. Kavod habrios would allow you to say the bracha even if saying that bracha is an issur derabanan. Yesh Lodun Bazah, the Bir Lacha that we did not do in Zayit, actually has this Hakira, not regarding this particular Shaila, but in general, do we say that the Kavod HaBrios, that's Docha Derabanan, could also be Docha, the Derabanan of saying the Shem Hashem? That's not so posh, because saying the Shem Hashem is viewed as somewhat more of a severe Isser, although it's only Asr Mederabanan. But that would be another application of this Hakira.
Is there let's say, like you were going back to the example of not shaving in the office. So is there, let's say everyone in the office would make fun of you because the guy looks like he's scruffy. So that's not a reason. So that's fine. But one of the bosses.
But to clarify that, if they're going to make fun of you because you're scruffy, and therefore I'm embarrassed because naturally anyone would be embarrassed having this kind of scruffy beard, then Kavod HaBrios would be a potential heter, right?
Okay. And then what would not be again if they're just...
If they're making fun of you because your religious practice, he's observing this morning and that's why he's not shaving, then you would not have the heter of Kavod HaBrios.
So in the theoretical sense, let's say that would be the non-acceptable Kavod HaBrios. And there was one person who was, you know, you could be embarrassed in front of because he thinks he looks scruffy some. I guess my question is there a minimum amount? Like, is there a shear of the busha, or like is one person, or is it on yourself? Maybe you feel the scruffiness and they're making fun of you the other way. Is that like, what would be the parameters with that?
It's a good shaila. And I think a lot gets back to that Mishnah Berurah and Siman Yud Gimel, where he says it's all a fi halovish. It's all dependent on you. So if there's one person there that's making fun of you because the scruffiness, which would be a valid Kavod HaBrios heter, it depends how much that bothers you. That's really getting under your skin, right? Yeah. Or getting under your beard. Huh. That would be enough of a heter.
You're saying even if there wasn't anyone there that was making fun of you in that regard, but you yourself felt the busha in the...
So it's hard to know in that particular case. We definitely see from that example that Rashi gives us of the stones in the Beis HaKisei, that Kavod HaBrios is not limited to what other people are seeing or observing. There's right. Definitely the idea of Kavod HaBrios for the Yachid, for me, myself, and I, you know? Mm-hmm. But obviously every case requires a lot of halachic exploration, but some of the general yesodos, which I think in Hashkafa is a good hakira, a good distinction to make. Okay, it's been a pleasure, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Avelai. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you all for coming on, and good to see you guys. We'll be Bekesher Mitzvah Hashem.
Okay.
Yeah. Sports.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
Rabbi Lane, that was just to clarify, that was all within Durabanan?
This is all only regarding an Issa Durabanan. By an Issa Duraisa, it's clear from the Gemara there's no heter of Kavod HaBrios. Okay. To be Mavatal and Asay Midiraisa, Kavod HaBrios can allow you to be Mavatal and Asay, but never to do an Issa Duraisa.
So, like putting on tefillin in an airport?
So again, it's only if it's valid Kavod HaBrios.
Right, depends.
The reason why I'm embarrassed there is because I'm being Mekayim the Ratzon HaBori, and that would not be a valid example of Kavod HaBrios.
Right. I guess the difference between tefillah and tefillin would be tefillah is more, I guess, understandable to other people as opposed to tefillin, especially for someone who's never seen tefillin before. It definitely looks funny. I mean,
I hear that.
I wouldn't put it on.
Right.
I can hear how.
Definitely not something anyone enjoys, putting on tefillin at the airport. That, yeah. That's for sure true. All right.
Okay. Yashikar.
Take care.